The dollars and cents behind the coronavirus crisis. The economy taking a hit, but one industry seems to be scoring. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. Over the next 10 years, the Congressional Budget Office predicts the coronavirus pandemic will cost the U.S. economy nearly $8 trillion in lost wages, taxes, productivity, and business revenue. But for some, there is an upside to the economic slowdown. Automobile traffic fell 20% in March, another 40% in April, as many people were staying home during the crisis. If you have fewer cars on the road, of course, you have fewer automobile accidents, and that was good for auto insurance companies. Some reports indicate they really raked it in. They didn't have to pay out many claims, and that's one reason most car insurance companies gave consumers refunds as a show of goodwill. They could afford to do it, still realizing nice profits thanks to fewer claims being paid out. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.